The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara here in the Dorma Daf Nun Ches has a discussion. The Gemara has a question was trying to answer is what's the halachic status of Giduin? When I have a plant and the original plant is Isser, he planted something that comes from a tree which is Arlo or Klaim or something like that, and it's placed in the ground in under a situation where it does not become fatal, and it still retains its halachic status of a Dover or Osir, and whatever grows after it's replanted and placed into the ground becomes something which is Mutter. So the Gidulin, the fact that the fruit grew bigger, or whatever grew afterwards, is something which is Mutter. And the Gemara's discussion is, do these Gidulin of Heter have the ability to be Mevatel the Iker? Like we know, the rule is that there is a concept of Bittul Baroyu, that if most of a mixture is Heter in a Miut, the less than 50% of the mixture is Isser, we will say that the Isser becomes Bittul Baroyu, and the entire mixture will now become Mutter B'Achilu, one will be allowed to eat it. Gemara has a suffix. Do we say that the entire plant becomes mutter, or maybe there's a difference between this type of mixture and a regular type of taruvis, and therefore the gedulin will remain heter, but the ikr, the original plant, will retain its status of isser, and you will not be able to eat the entire thing. You won't be able to eat the gedulin if you'll be able to figure out where they are. The question is asked by the Rishonim. It's asked by the Ran later on in Daf Tes, and the Ramban in the end of Avodah Zarah, and the Ramban also discusses this question at the very beginning of Maseches Bava Basra. The Gemara's question is, when I have Roiv Gidulin, the Gidulin are larger than the Iker, I have a fruit, and a tiny amount of the fruit grew, and its status was Isser, it was Arla, and then the rest of the fruit grew Beheter, and now most of the fruit is mutter, and a tiny amount of the fruit is aser. Is it bottle or not? That's the question of the Gemara. So the Rishonim asks, there's a problem here. A fruit, the plant, doesn't grow that much overnight. It grows slowly. So as soon as it starts to grow, I have the original plant. The original plant is iser. It starts to grow. It gets a little bit bigger. That little bit that got bigger is heter. And then it gets a little more. And then it gets a little more. And eventually it adds up so to the amount that the gedulin of heter are much more than in the measure, in relation to the total, the entire plant, the entire fruit. I end up having roy 51% or more of this fruit is made up of davar heter. So that's true at the end. At the end, the end product is that I have it's mostly heter. But during the time that it's growing, let's say on the first day it starts to grow a little bit, at that point in time I have a very small amount of heter, and at that point in time most of the taruvis, most of this plant, is something which is aser. So in a case where the gidulin are heter and the ikir is aser, how can we say that we're going to have a discussion at the end after it's finished growing whether the gidulin which are heter should be mevatel the ikir? We should say that every single day, whatever grows that day, whatever grows a little bit at a time, we should say that every little bit of heter is bottled to the isser, because at the point where it actually starts to grow, I have more isser than I have heter. And in fact, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and I in Gimel actually mentioned this concept, and this is the Gemara's concept of kama bottle. Well, the halacha is that if I have a big vat of wine and it's heter, or water, whatever it is, and it's heter, and you start pouring an amount of something which is aser, wine which is iser, yainesach, or whatever it is, in iser, you begin to pour it, and you pour it slowly into this huge vat of heter. So we say, kama bottle, as soon as one drop falls in, it's one drop against the entire vat. So then it's roiv heter, and it becomes bottle. The second drop is also bottle. So as so long as it continues to fall in, so long as that didn't, the entire thing didn't get mixed in at once, then we will say, kama bottle, that a little bit at a time becomes bottle. As soon as it falls in, it becomes bottle. And therefore, you'll never be able to be mitzdarif, to put together all the isser, even if at the end of the day, when you're finished pouring all the isser in, I end up having more isser than heter, but it doesn't make a difference, because when I started to pour the isser into the heter and into this mixture, right away, it became bottle. And once it became bottle, the Gemara over there says that it becomes heter, and that it's not mitzdarif. You can't put it on the side of the iser, and that to consider that we will end up having rave iser. So too, the Rishonim asks over here, which say the other way around, where the original plant is iser, and whatever grows afterwards is heter, we should say kama kama bottle, that as it grows, little by little, every little bit of heter, of the part of the plant which is mutter, grows, it should become bottle to the iser, and therefore, what is the Gemara's question? The entire plant should become usr. And that the Gemara definitely didn't hold. The Gemara held that the gedulin will be heter, and the ikr will be iser, but the Gemara didn't have a havimina that we should say that the entire plant is usr. This is what the Rishonim ask. So the Ran, later on at Daphne Tess, and the Ramban of the Basra, both answer that there is a fundamental difference between when I want to make something which is usr become bottle to something which is mutter, and when I want to make something which is mutter become bottle to something which is usr. The Torah says that there are certain isurim, certain things which you're not allowed to eat, certain things you're not allowed to do. And these characteristics apply, this din applies to certain objects. When the Torah has certain characteristics, certain conditions, then this thing is awesome. For example, let's talk about something which is awesome to eat. You have a piece of an animal that's not shechted properly, it's mevela, it's a treifa. It's something which is, based on its circumstances, is awesome rachila. You're not allowed to eat it. If that becomes mixed into a pot, a food, something else, and the entire pot is heter, so we say, the isser, the Torah said, the thing that piece of meat, which is treif, is bottle to the rest of the mixture, which is heter. And the iser that piece of meat had is paka, it dissipates, it goes away. The Torah said under such circumstances, the iser is nullified, it's cancelled, it does not exist anymore. And therefore, in such a situation, a person is allowed to eat the entire mixture. However, says these Rishonim, what if it would be the other way around? What if I would have an entire pot, an entire vat filled with meat which is treif, meat which is usr to eat? And a small amount of meat which is mutter, which is kosher, which a person is allowed to eat, would fall into this mixture. So true, you wouldn't be allowed to eat this mixture because the iser is still usr, the treif meat is still usr, but I cannot say that the meat that fell in, that kosher meat that fell into the pot, that mixed into this mixture, into this taruvis, I cannot say that now its halachic status changes and becomes a davar asur. Because the halacha of bitul b'roiv only tells me that if something has a halacha specific din, that it's asur, that din could be cancelled. But you cannot switch its din and switch its halacha for a different halacha. You can't say that before it was a piece of meat that had no din in, that was mutter to eat, it was 100%, it didn't have any halachas at all, it was allowed, you were allowed to eat it, and now, because it got mixed in with something else, it gets a new halacha, and now we create a new isser on this meat. It doesn't work like that. Bittul, according to these Rishonim, cannot create isurim. Therefore, these Rishonim say that when I have an ikr, the main part of the plant is iser, and the gidulin, it starts to grow, these gidulin are heter, we cannot say that with that little bit that begins to, that's growing out of this ikr of iser, it should be bottled to the iser, because the gidulin, which are heter, cannot get the halachic status of iser, because the bittul cannot give something which is mutter the status of iser, it cannot give it any halachas. Basically, bittul cannot create dinim and halachas that were not there previously. Bittul can only take away halachas, take away dinim. Therefore, say these Rishonim, that as soon as the gedulin of heter start to grow, they are not bottled to the iser, because they cannot get the halachic status of iser. So therefore, whatever grows a little bit at a time is heter. Eventually, it adds up to roiv, and when it reaches roiv, then we have the Gemara's question that now the other, it should work the other way, in reverse, and the gidulin, which are now roiv of heter, should be mevatel the iser. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Sefer on Yevamos Kovetz Aris Simin and Tes wants to be a day that not all Rishonim agree with this Yisoid. In fact, Tosfos in Yevamos on Peibayz and Medbayz, Tosfos in other places in Bechayrus Chav Gimel also is this Kasha on our Gemara from the Gemara of Yisara. And Tosfos has other Eitzes, Tosfos has other Terutzim. Tosfos does not answer by saying this Yisoid. Therefore, Rabbi Chanan wants to say that Tosfos disagrees. The opinion of Tosfos is not like the Ramban and the Ran. Tosfos holds that just like the halacha is that bittul could take away a din, so too bittul could give a din. Bittul could change something which is mutter into something which is aser. And therefore, in this situation, if I would have the gidulim which would be hatter, they would switch and they would become aser. However, Tosfos says there's a different rule. There's a rule that Tosfos says is called chayzer v'neir. The rule is that when I have enough of heter that gets mixed, that grows together, then it has the power to undo a bitl that's done. And it's actually halacha in Shulchan Aruch, paskin in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh Simin Tzadik Tes, that we paskin that the halacha is that an iser that's bottle could become choyzer v'neir. It could wake up again, that even if I have a slight amount of iser that falls into a pot, and now there's roiv, mostly heter in this pot, so the iser becomes bottle. If you would happen to dump more iser into this pot until I end up having roiv iser, being together with being tsarif, the original iser that fell in, Taisa says, I would say that it's choyzer v'neir, and now this thing is osir to eat. Fine, it's a sugya for a different time. I'll call upon him. The Rabbi Hanan says that we have a machloikis rishonim over here if bittul could give dinim, bittul could change the halachas. Now we find this machloikis has ramifications halach in many different ways. There is a famous tshuva from the Oneg Yom Tov, Narachaim Simen Dalet, where he discusses this issue specifically regarding tzitzis. The halacha is that when someone makes, we have mitzvah to put tzitzis on your four-cornered beged, a four-cornered garment. The halacha is that when someone makes the strings of tzitzis, they have to be made l'shma. The person has to have in mind when he's making them that he's doing it l'shem for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis. So the Oneg Yom Tov has a question, a discussion, what happens if I had different strings that were mixed together and you made one big thread out of all these strings, and then you discovered that some of these strings were made l'shma and some of them were not made l'shma. So what would you say? So you'd say that, well, you would look, we see whatever is roif. If I have most of the strings that I used to make this tzitzis were l'shma, then it should be fine. If most of the strings were not made l'shma, then it should be possible. However, the Yom Tov says that there's a problem with saying this, because true, I can say that something which is l'shma, the strings that are made l'shma will be bottle if most of the strings were not l'shma. But over here I want to say the opposite. I want to say that the strings that were not made with the right kavana, were not done l'shma, were not made l'shma, should become bottle, and they should get the din of l'shma as if they were made l'shma in order to make this discussion. And that is the question. Does bittul have the power to give dinim? And according to Rabbi Chanan himself quotes this on the Yom Tov, and he says that this would depend on the machlokes rishonim. According to the opinion of the Ramban and the Ran, bittul cannot give dinim. So therefore, it will not have the halachic status of the Shema. Whereas, according to the opinion of Tosfos, that bittul will be able to change the entire mahus, the entire makeup of these strings, and they will become strict, like strings that are made the Shema, then in that such a situation, according to Tosfos, it would be kosher. Similar halacha that's brought down, discussed in the Paiskim. What happens if someone is baking matzah and he has flour and he's using flour to bake matzah, and some of the flour that gets mixed in is not really kosher for Pesach? It was chametz, it got mixed in with water. So I have making a matzah which has a slight amount of chametz. So the halacha is that chametz before Pesach is bottle. It's bottle. Whatever the shear is, it's bottle. Beroy, bottle, b'shishim, whatever the shiurim are. But if they have a tiny amount of chametz that gets mixed into the matzah, so then we'll say that it's bottle. And once it's bottle, then it's not a problem. You'll be able to eat this matzah on Pesach. The problem will be that flour, that's chametz, it was definitely not shmura, and it was definitely not made l'shma. So that your flour is flour that you will not be able to yotze your mitzvah of matzah. You won't have an isra achilas chametz when you eat it. But on the other hand, you won't be mekayim a mitzvah Vachilas matzah. So now the question becomes, now you're going to sit down by your Seder and eat such matzah. Is this the kind of matzah that you will be able to be yotz your mitzvah? True, I have roiv of the matzah, it would be made the shema, but if I have a meat that's not made the shema, that meat, that part of the matzah, wherever it is, when you eat that, you will not be able to be mikayim your mitzvah. Unless I say that bittul could be mehavich, and if I hold like Tosis, that bittul could change the halacha and give it its din. Give it a din of the shema. So in such a case, not only will the chametz be bought and there won't be an iser to eat it on Pesach, even in such a case as well, you would be able to say that we could switch it and turn it into lishma, and then you'll be able to be yotzei. Halacha lemaisa, in such a case, if it was only a tiny amount that got mixed in, if a person would be careful to eat a slightly more than the regular shear, so then we know for sure that the amount of matzah that he had from his matzah is more than the kezayis, even if he happened to have eaten that part which was chametz, which is bottle, which you can't be yotzei. Your mitzvah still, if he eats the kezayis besides for that, he will be yotzei either way.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.